Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Whiskey Wednesday Show with your hosts, Ken Tizard and Music for Goats. Brought to you in full color and stereo sound with amplification provided by Trainer. Broadcasting into the world from Storyhouse Studios in Camelford, Ontario, you'll hear the best in old country, folk, Americana, punk rock, and 80s music delivered into your homes every week for free. And don't forget your regular dose of new and original songs from Music for Goats. Never be alone on a Wednesday night again, 8 p.m. Eastern and 9:30 for those of you in Newfoundland. Join the Whiskey Wednesday regulars on Facebook to be a part of the conversation, or watch on YouTube as well. Pour a drink, a cup of tea, or a nice cold long tooth. Roll up your best smoke and sit back and relax. Don't forget to hit the share button to help spread the word. The Whiskey Wednesday Show, every week. Cheers.
Okay, Ken.
Are we on?
You're on.
We're on. How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? It's Ken Tizard here. We are at the Whiskey Wednesday Show, and I am still having computer things here. I'm recovering from, here we go. And where did my Restream tab just go? Oh my, so much fun. I'm recovering from the weekend. Good Lord. We did a 12-hour marathon on Sunday, and it was like it was 12 hours long. I couldn't believe it. It was so long. Oh my God. Okay, I'm gonna get rid of this now.
Chatters, how long was it?
Chatters are all here. It was so long.
Can I get out?
No, you're trapped for the night.
Damn.
Thanks for everybody for coming and watching. It was a blast, though. It was really neat to look back and look at the last bunch of years. We had a really good time sort of building this show during COVID, and to look back and see all the changes. And also, Allison organized a deep dive into my evolution as a solo artist, and it was really neat because it was lots of photos of you and lots of little video snippets of the stuff we did. It was really interesting to see all the variations that I've had, you know, sort of in the people that I've had with me. And tonight we've got here with us Mr. Luke Mercier, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait a minute. Where did you find that photo?
Which photo was
this? On the post. Where did that come from? I don't remember everything.
Did you notice anything about it? Did you look
at it? Did you change the background?
Well, it was, remember one night we were over at Mr. Grant's house and you picked up his old Vox guitar?
Yeah, I recognized the guitar.
And you were sitting in his kitchen and there was just like all this stuff behind, and I was playing with it, and all of a sudden this thing came up and said, remove background, and I went, what's that? And the background is what I went, that's cool. And I went, oh, hold on. I started putting other pictures behind it. I did about 10 of them before I finally put you in the woods. Okay. But I had you in a whole bunch of different spots. So I put you in the woods and I kind of went, that looks funny. It doesn't look real. And I said to Allison, I said, do you notice something weird about it? She said, well, it looks kind of blurry, like between Luke and the background. I went, yeah, that's just where I don't know what I'm doing. But yeah, I thought that was, it was a great photo, though. And the guitar looked so amazing.
So it's not Adobe Photoshop AI beta. You didn't use that.
No, I just pushed buttons and myself like a monkey. Instead of asking the computer to do what I wanted to I stuck around
good
in my own
you.
Brain
good
and tried to
you.
Figure it out. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Luke Mercier here tonight with us. Luke is an old friend. He's been on so many of my recordings, and he's been involved in so many of my projects. And Luke was actually one of the OG goats. Back when Ken Tizard was recording the Ron album and doing the No Dark No Light touring, the three of us were touring a lot, me and you and Mr. Grant.
Yeah.
And then we had Steve come in and Ken Kelly, and then Neil was hanging out. And it sort of started as a side thing, because we used to get together at your place and jam. I was learning how to play sort of a little bit of bluegrass. Strumming the chords, you know,
right.
Just trying to keep up with it and trying to follow it. And we started playing these fiddle tunes with you. We used to go out to your house. And Neil was at that point a friend, and we had just sort of realized that he played a little bit of guitar. So Neil started coming out and learning these fiddle tunes. And what started out as just, you know, us hanging out turned into a thing that opened up for Ken Tizard. We used to do sort of. And then we had this one show, and this was the what I thought was a storyteller's circle. It was the Yarns at the Mill, and I thought they hired us so that I could tell my stories and play songs, but we found out the week before that it was actually a shearing convention. And I was talking to you like on the Thursday night before we went down, and you said, well, what are we doing tomorrow? I said, I don't know, as far as I know, we're playing Music for Goats. And that was sort of then what we started calling the fiddle outfit, was Music for Goats. And then it sort of became a thing, and then it was Ken Tizard and Music for Goats. And anyways, Luke is one of the original goats, and as you've heard me say many times, Luke is the inspiration behind all of the fiddle tunes we play. And I always sort of say, you know, this is something that was inspired and taught to us by Luke Mercier. And even tonight, he's corrected me on a, you know, like when Luke taught us all these tunes, it was one that I pulled out, and I went, oh, this one's kind of cool, and it's sort of stuck around. It's been the opening tune for a George Jones tune. We'll talk about that one later, though, when Luke corrects me and I figure out what's real.
So the name Music for Goats was just sheer luck?
It was just sheer luck, absolutely. We do have...
goat yoga was happening at the time as well.
Sorry?
There was so much happening.
Yoga.
Yes, it was.
Goat yoga is the newest thing. It's so weird, the world, life. Okay, so we're going to play some tunes tonight that are going to reflect where we are now, where we were, where we've come from, but most of all...
How long's it been?
I think the last show we did was at the Burdock.
You guys was what?
Was it the Burdock in Toronto? Yeah. Or it might have been the Rivoli. We played the Rivoli. That was the last time.
Yeah.
We played the Rivoli, and then after that was when things changed with Allison, and then I was a little out of it for a while, and then COVID hit.
And now
here we are, you know. So the biggest part about tonight is just being here. It's so great to see you, man.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
So
cool. And the first time for Dave to play with you and everybody. It's real nice. So we're going to get it. We're going to get her going here now.
All right.
With a little little Red Prairie Dawn, Into This Town of Mine. One, two, three.
And to my friends, all I think Fun. It's like a little piece of the puzzle that's suddenly back in and fits perfectly. Oh, it is so nice to see you. So, Luke, I'm going to ask you some questions about this fiddle you're playing, because I'm always interested in what you're playing. Does this mic pick up enough in there, Barry, when I put it like that? So you are a professional fiddle restorer.
Here we go.
Just a quick one.
He's a luthier.
He is what's called a luthier. He makes and fixes these things, but he works at a level that I can't understand. So I always like to ask him about what he's playing. So what are you playing here tonight?
I'm playing on a fiddle that would have been probably made in Amsterdam, early 18th century. Early 18th century. It's had extensive varnish restoration. That's why I own it.
Varnish restorations? What does that mean?
Well, when I got it, it was covered in a thick red lacquer.
Oh, my Lord.
You couldn't even see the figure in the wood.
Really?
And this is what I'm talking about here. We got nicely flamed curly maple, one-piece back. Very much in the style of Niccolò Amati, and who's Cremonese master.
Wow.
But it's had extensive varnish restoration, and it's had a couple of issues, but I made a fiddle out of it.
And is the bridge and the neck, I'm going to call that a neck shoe, that's not the right word, but that's what I think it should be called. Is it called a neck shoe?
Which?
This thing you close your chin in?
Oh, that.
That's called the chin rest. It's not called a neck shoe.
Be the chin. No, not a neck shoe. Kind of looks like a shoe.
Neck shoe is a good name for it.
Neck shoe. Chin shoe.
Chin shoe. But that looks like a different wood. Did you make those yourself?
This is boxwood. No, these are available stock parts, commercially available.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So that's like an add-on to any fiddle, whatever. That's not actually part of the instrument.
Yeah, not part of the instrument. Okay, just cool. as if you change the neck on your Martin guitar, that's a big deal.
Right.
But you can change a neck on a violin and it doesn't devalue it in any way. In fact, a lot of these old instruments have been modernized over the years. So the actual... the way the neck was set into the body has changed since early Baroque times.
Wow.
in order to keep up with the demands of the repertoire changing, mm-hmm. Higher string tensions, larger orchestras, more volume required, you know. Early Baroque instruments would have been strung with gut, and the neck would have been set into the body in the same plane as the ribs. And then they made up the neck elevation by thickening the fingerboard
at
where it meets the neck and keeping it thinner at the nut end. So in order to, they also increased this pitch, like the back angle. So mm-hmm. this relationship from the neck foot, which is inside the mortise.
Right, which is above the...
the fingerboard gluing surface. So right. This is 87 degrees rather than 90 degrees.
See, and this is what happens with Luke.
So.
You thought so, right? Here we go. All right, music.
It's an amazing thing, but yeah, you're right, music. It's pretty fascinating. I'm always amazed by the instruments that you bring on, so we're real excited. There's a song that we played... years ago. Do you remember Pale Blue Sky, Mr. Grant?
Sure.
Excellent.
What key are we in?
In G?
Yeah.
Right, that was a post.
Yeah, I love this too.
Oh, there it is there. Can you see that?
Would that help?
It was the Weisenborn one, yes.
That's right.
You want to play some fiddle on it? Is that a good choice?
I guess, yeah.
Is it a good choice?
It's in G, right?
It's in G, yeah.
All right, so that's perfect. That's the only fiddle key as far as I'm concerned.
And David's never played or heard this before, so it's just, you know, it's just straight ahead. Here we go.
When I heard the news today, my heart dropped to the floor. Three brothers left standing.
Cover up the truth with lies.
words like this blow through the tough skin. I can't reach you, you're gone before my eyes. Fade away into the pale blue sky. Fade away into the pale blue sky. Fade away into the pale blue sky.
Beautiful tune. I remember recording that. Remember when Jane came in the studio?
Absolutely,
and we recorded
yeah.
that? What
never
a moment
forget.
That was, eh?
Never
forget. Ooh, yeah, we recorded that song for Jesse Archer, and Jane came in and sang some backgrounds, and oh my lord. Yes, you're Joe
and
Murray.
Jesse's mom,
yes.
Those who don't know.
So we got a nice crowd here tonight. Nice to see everybody. There, James. I hope you enjoyed Pale Blue Sky there. It's the first time we've played it in a long time. It is really nice. Really nice to see everybody out here. GT Mike is here, Deb Parson, a bunch of people that you know as well there. Joe Murray, we got the crowd. So again, thank you everybody for contributing on the weekend. It was great. I did post the link again there earlier, and I'll talk a little about it in a minute. But before we do that, let's play another one of these fiddle tunes. Cat Tracks and Black Cat. What's the story on this? Do you know the story on this?
Yeah, they're both tunes that were composed by Owen Snake Chapman. He got the nickname Snake. He went by Snake.
Snake
Chapman from Chapman's Hollow in Canada, Kentucky.
Son of a gun.
So
wow.
I thought they were fitting tunes for a Canadian fiddler to learn.
And these are two of his pieces. Now, would he traditionally play these two pieces together, or is this something that you do?
No, this is something that I, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's try Black Hat and Cat Tracks.
Okay.
This is twice through each.
Twice through each?
Yep. Sure. It works.
Yeah.
One more thing to count.
Thank you.
Yeehaw! Well, we ended together.
It's so much fun. It's just so much fun. I keep. It's
well,
just
it's supposed
just
to be fun.
I know, and you know that sort of brings me into something. It is supposed to be fun, you know, and that's well, first of all, let's just talk about what do we have here? Oh, the telethon. We have one pick from the telethon. So out of all the stuff that of the hours of planning and maybe 80 hours of planning that Allison put into the telethon, and all the work that we did collectively to put together sort of a 12-hour thing that flowed seamlessly. I mean, we were within seconds of the top of the hour as we got to the end of every hour. It was just perfect. And the thing that got the most response out of the entire day was this. Allison came in to do some switching, and she's sitting where Barry usually sits, and I'm showing her the switcher, and then I sit down, she's just about to start, and all of a sudden both animals are up on her. So I posted that at the top of the telephone. That got more sort of attention online than anything in the next 12 hours, which I thought was fantastic. And now, I just need to take a minute and talk down to you for a second, because I feel like I'm above the microphone, so I'm talking down to you, but I don't mean to be talking down to you. I just need to... it was a really interesting thing, this telethon. It was really great. We did end up raising a good chunk of money. I think, I don't know what the total is yet, and we've still got another week to go before we do the draw. You know, we set out the lofty sort of, you know, 15 grand would be great. Get some new cameras, put some money into advertising, do this, you know, make the show bigger, make the show better. All dreams, all great. The reality is, you know, the show costs between $1,200 and $1,500 a year out of pocket, and that's sort of what the number we hit. So, like, we hit the number on the baseline day of what sort of, you know, is a year's worth of shows fees. You know, all the additions, we've got such a great thing here already. And those would be, you know, candy for me. That got me thinking about things. You know, this last 24 hours has been really weird. Just think about the idea of candy and how much I love candy. Because we were at Barb's sister's wedding on Saturday night, and they had a candy bar. And I'd smoked a little bit too much of the devil's lettuce.
Ah.
And I saw the candy bar. Anyways, sorry, I got distracted by the idea of candy. Candy, I love candy. But it reminded me that, you know, a lot of the stuff that as artists these days we are encouraged to, you know, do self-promotion, self-radio tracking, all these things, it can get consuming. And, you know, back in May when I put out the first single, I had sort of ideas, you know, based on how things used to work, of how this was going to happen, how it could roll out, and blah, blah, blah. And I realized that, you know, the internet right now is just a mire of everybody wanting $5 to $30, everybody, to do whatever. You know, I've got journalists writing me saying, I love your album, man. I can write like a 200-page review. You know, it'll just cost you $35. And I'm like, no, I don't want to pay $35 for you to review my album on some blog that I don't know about. Like, but I've been inundated with that since May when I started putting these singles out on Spotify and started working on Spotify. And, you know, it really got me thinking about how much stress came into my life in the last 6 months sort of doing that and trying to be a part of that culture, which I'm really not a part. You know, I'm older now. The music is different. It's not like I'm selling, you know, Spotify, breaking Spotify algorithms. And no matter how much stress I put into that, I'm never going to get back the time that I miss, you know, like this summer, Neil doing all that gardening out front while I was sitting inside on the computer, and I was just thinking, fuck, it's not an entire summer I could have been sort of hanging out.
I get all the fun, right?
Yeah, Neil gets all the fun. Either way, it's just kind of, you know, the fundraiser and going through the emotional attachments that doing something like that does, looking back at the history, evaluating all that stuff, it really gets you thinking. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, if I was to write down on a piece of paper, if I was to sit in a room and I could get my head clear enough to write what my dream life would be right now, it would pretty much be this, aside from Allison being sick, of course, which sucks. But when it comes to, like, music and people around me, this is kind of what it is. So it's a long sort of way of saying, yes, the fundraiser was a success in certain ways, and thank you all for being a part of it. And it was also a great eye-opener for me on a lot of things, so... Really cool day, really cool time, and you know, I want to get back into writing songs and spending time with people that I like and pulling songs out of them and less time sitting on the computer.
And the gardens look terrific.
And the gardens look fucking excellent. I get the thrill of every time I need to pee now, I can go out to the gardens and pick a different plant.
Absolutely, yes.
I hear
indeed.
The nutrients are very good for them.
Yes, indeed. So you're a dog.
You're not pulling the weeds, right?
No, the weed, that's Ken's department entirely.
This is a song called Home. Home, where I grew up in St. John's, Newfoundland, where I was too young to understand what stress meant. Every day was just another day of skateboarding and bumming money and smoking cigarettes and skateboarding and trying to find a girl to, you know,
skateboard with her.
It's one activity.
Yeah, exactly. It's a family show. Just
wrong like activity, but yeah.
Smoke a cigarette with. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
City harbor lies behind the chain link fence. You can see from a distance, you can even feel the wind. But you can't walk out on that dock and stand beside the sea torn freighters. Since those stories of the lies that live within, you can't have it the way it was, have to take it as it is. Those times have changed, those days are gone. Those days have passed but not forgotten. You can't stop the winds of change, forever in your mind self-same. Although don't be sad, we were blessed for what we had. Those days are gone, the memories cast in stone. And I know I'm not alone, and it chills me to the bone. In this place called home, you can't lose what you don't own. The deepest ties you'll ever know, right here at home. Devilwater Street, the storefront's changed a few blocks north. Who'd ever blame? Fight against this hidden change and waiting game. How many words can twist and burn like spark to hay? No further down, no further down this hidden old time road we'll stray. Have to take it as it is. Those times have changed, those days are gone. Those days have passed but not forgotten. You can't stop the winds of change, forever in your mind self-same. Oh, don't be sad, we were blessed for what we had. Those days are gone, the memories cast in stone. And I know I'm not alone, and it chills me to the bone. In this place called home, you can't lose what you don't own. Deepest ties you'll ever know. Hurt so bad to let you go. And I thought that I just came to say hello to this place called home. City harbor lies behind the chain link fence. You can see it from a distance. You can even feel the wind. That's beautiful. That's just beautiful. Wow. I love that, like, we go through the entire first verse, and I'm like, oh, here comes Luke. Oh, no, here comes Luke. Here's it. Like, the entire first verse, you actually played, like, three long notes and then two really short notes. I'm like, oh, it's just...
Were they the right ones?
They were the right ones, but it's just such a, it's such a Luke thing to do. GMH, yes, ma'am. So excited to come out to Winnipeg. GMH is opening the Watchmen show. Gregory is in Winnipeg. He's going to come out and do a set to start the show there, which is going to be a lot of fun. And Gregory, I'm thinking maybe we'll do a little interview backstage and have you on the show here shortly after that too, if you're up for it. Hello, Diane. Nice to see you. Steve Ostofalo, how you doing, man? And thank you for earlier as well. I appreciate that. Okay, everybody's good. Everybody's good. Deb's talking about gummies. We're in the right place. Okay, fantastic. The long tooth is going down nice tonight.
Long tooth on ice.
Long tooth on ice, yeah. Fare Thee Well is a tune that was, I wrote that when we were kind of working together. All the stuff for No Dark, No Light. It was mostly me and you and Mr. Grant when I was writing that. I was on tour with Ron. And I just come back with bits and we put it together. And we're going to tackle one of them tonight, which is coming up, which is quite a challenging one. I don't actually know if we're going to tackle it or not. We'll see how the time is doing. But this is one that's not too tackling, and we play this one a lot, so I think we're pretty good with it. It's a fun one, though. A song called Fare Thee Well in Fare Thee Well in C. How's that
C.
for you?
Okay, yeah.
C sharp? Is that better?
Not C sharp.
E flat?
No, we're good. We're good in C.
How's Neil doing over there?
Good.
Excellent, excellent. I want to thank Allison once again for all the work on the telethon. And Allison and the guys, and of course my kids and Neil as well. I'll talk about that after, but yeah, all the people around me the last year, it's been a hard one. I've been a bad person to be around. It's nice to have good people around me, so thank you. Time to turn it around with a real happy, uplifting song. Slightly faster version so people don't realize how sad it is.
Just fly right by me.
Fare thee well. Fare thee well. I'll see you again in heaven, or I might see you in hell. If there's nothing more when this life is through, let it stand that I've enjoyed my time with you. On golden shores we'll hold each other once again. Pour in the depths of heaven, we'll suffer through the walls of man. If there's nothing more, then I'll say it once again. You made my life as full and bright as any man. Don't shed no tears, don't cry no more. May you find the joy in living life as you did before. Some things will change, some will stay the same. Like a shoebox filled with letters, remember that I'll remain. Please live your life each day, know that I'll be here. Don't you surrender to the sadness and your tears. We'll meet again in a place we don't yet understand, where the music's always happy like a New Orleans jazz band. Before we part, let me hold you close and feel the beating of your heart. Just one last kiss on a night so blue, I can't bear to spend another minute losing you. May your heart grow brighter, you stay safe and warm inside. May these four walls protect you from the winter winds outside. When you lay your head down and it's dark, dark between your sheets, and you close your eyes and dream of a place where we might meet. Fare thee well, I'll see you again in heaven, I might see you in hell. On golden shores we'll hold each other once again. Or in the depths of hell we'll suffer through. If there's nothing more, then I'll say it once again. You made my life as full and bright as any man. You made my life as full and bright as any man. Oh, babe, you made my life as full and bright as any man. I love these little things. What are they called?
pegs?
No, well, yeah, I know they're pegs. The little white things on the outside. What are they called?
Pips.
Pips?
Pips.
And what is the purpose of a pips? Strictly decorative?
Yep, decorative.
Yeah, very nice. What are the pips made of? It looks like they're made of something valuable.
Plastic.
Excellent.
Yes, it is.
The most valuable thing on earth.
On earth, yes. Indeed.
Excellent. You know, plastic pips.
They were probably ivory originally, and then bone.
Right. And now...
And now plastic.
Yeah, because you're not allowed to kill people.
Well, plastic and wood.
Plastic and wood, yeah.
In fact, this probably isn't even boxwood. It's probably lemon wood.
Oh, really? Lemon wood.
A little bit softer.
I've got some lemon wood in the in my bedroom, actually.
Yeah, it's a lime.
It's lime, actually. It's a lime tree. It's a lime tree. If you ever need any lime wood,
okay.
I have some small right. pieces
it's
of lime wood.
It's fruit. Ken doesn't know the difference between a lime and a melon. So.
I'll just come over and we'll make violin pegs.
Exactly. We'll make some violin pegs with my lime plant. That sounds like fun.
Just got to get the tooling with the lathe sorted out.
Absolutely. On the weekend, Allison, for my birthday, Allison bought me tickets to go see Jim Jefferies. And of course, you know, I'm not even going to try and do his stuff because, you know, you can't do that. He had the arc of the joke. You know, he came out and his first punchline also ended the show. You know, and everything in between was interconnected. It was just one big story. And like, there was very, it's just him talking about his life. You know, it's just great. But at one point, he was talking. At one point, he was talking about, like, how fucking great it would be to have a husband. How fucking awesome, you know, to have a husband, like, you know, and a wife, you know, but have the husband. And I looked at Allison, and Allison looked at me and went, Neil, that's right.
I knew where we were
got
going
a husband. I'm like, Jim, you're absolutely right. It's great. The yard needs doing. Neil does, oh, we need some shopping done. Neil does it. It's great. It was very touching.
So when he said, you know, husband, what he meant was flunky, right?
he meant full-on husband, like all the things that a husband does, because husbands are, he was talking about how great husbands are, you know, and they really are. I'm not going to do his stuff, but it just sort of occurred to me when he said that, how lucky I am to actually have a husband as well.
Yeah, you are.
It's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome. What t-shirt you got on, Tony Arkell says, oh, that's a Circle Jerks t-shirt that Sammy bought me. Sammy bought me that one at the show when he went to see them that was last spring. I couldn't make it. I was busy with my husband and my wife.
They take up a lot of time.
So who does Neil get to do his husband chores?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Neil's enough husband for himself as well. But while we were in Kingston, Caitlin came down with us. We went to Cassie's house. And I think there's a picture there of us down by the beach after dinner. Yeah, there's my girls. Look at how grown up they are. Isn't that crazy? And Allison, she had her very uncomfortable wheelchair with her, but she's smiling. Took a while to get that picture together because they're on a bench and Allison's in her chair and there's always a big gap. So I figured I'd fill it with my big ugly mug. But again, that was another one of those moments where I realized all summer's gone. I haven't really spent much time with my family. Like I just feel like I've been robbed of something a little bit. And I'm not going to let that happen again because there's lots of great stuff going on that I don't need to be looking for more of anything. And it's
just hanging out with your husband too much.
Hanging out with my husband and my wife and my kids is pretty awesome. Anyways, yeah, Kingston was great to us. Thanks to the girls for hanging out. Cassie was a little drunk in that picture, you can kind of see. She went to one of her engineering things in Kingston down there. In the they've got, there's a Kingston engineering bar that if you go so many weeks in a row between 4 and 6, if you go like 10 weeks in a row, you get a banner for your jacket, you know, because all these things you get for your engineering coat. So she's determined to get all the banners. Yeah.
That's one way of looking at it.
Interesting. Oh, hey, Lisa Anthony, nice to see you. Diane, Ron. Ron, I hope you're having a nice holiday down there, and I hope you had a great birthday. Hey, Rayanne, love you, my dear. How are you doing? Well out in Vancouver. And a few people here, restream. Okay, I know, who's this now? Oh, Ed Frankowski, hi, nice to see you, buddy. Glad you're here. We're going to play some more tunes in a sec. Just want to make sure I haven't missed anybody. Peter, nice to see you. Peter Hedrick. What's one now? Oh, we're going to do Cuckoo's Nest. And Cuckoo's Nest goes into Ragtime Alley or Annie, right?
No.
No, it doesn't. Really?
No.
What are we doing?
Well, have a look at your list.
At my set list?
Okay.
I think Cuckoo's Nest
is up there. Ragtime Annie's at the bottom.
Oh, yeah, but that's because I didn't know what I was doing.
So it does kind of go into them, but there's 7 songs in between.
Seven songs in between. Okay, yes. Yeah. So my mistake. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know what all Luke's little quirks were with his. With
I
his
don't
sense.
Know. This is like going back.
I know.
Years.
I know. Do you want this moved over, Mr.
Do you
want
to do them back to back?
Can you see it?
Good.
Is that good?
We don't need to.
Okay.
I'd rather just do Ragtime Annie, probably.
Well, let's just do Ragtime Annie.
Yeah.
I remember Ragtime Annie being a lot of fun. Let's just do that.
Skip Cuckoo's Nest altogether.
Yeah.
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 Let's do Ragtime Annie.
Well, you were really bad.
So we're gonna fly over.
Yeah, we'll fly over.
That.
One flew over. Ragtime Annie looks like a bit of an animal.
I'm sure she is.
No, the three parts and that third part, it goes to G.
The third part goes what?
To G.
So it does.
G is key.
What a rascal.
Okay, so it's 2, 1, and then 4.
Yep.
Okay. Excellent.
Got it. Okay.
You still see that, Mr. Grant?
Do the whole thing
excellent.
Three times? Yeah,
do the whole thing
three times?
Excellent. Okay, a little Ragtime.
Do you want to do six times?
Six times? I'll get confused after a while.
No.
Seven.
Well, you know, we kind of could because we're skipping Cocoa's Nest, right?
Okay?
Yeah. Joy that brings to me. Like it really does. It's such a joyful tune. It's such a joyful tune.
Why do we play this music?
I know, but we need to find a way to play more of it. It's so good.
Too much damn fun.
I know.
So good.
Too much
fun.
It should be illegal.
It should be illegal.
I'm surprised it's not, yes.
Well, this music sort of is illegal in some places, isn't it?
Yeah, it will be.
Awesome.
It has to be some places where this music's illegal.
Well, yeah, at provincial parks. Doesn't matter how many other campers from other sites are gathered
around. Gathered around this, still
park ranger's going to come around, shut it down.
I know, isn't that weird? It's weird. They don't like fiddles. And
everyone will go boo.
Fiddles and banjos.
I could understand if it was banjos and accordions, but fiddles.
Yeah, and what? Tom Thompson was a park ranger up at Algonquin.
Algonquin,
and he was
yes.
a mandolin player, you know.
Yeah, well, you see, that's what happened. Somebody swam out and dumped his canoe and he drowned. That's why. It's because of the mandolin.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So you know all these facts. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It was a mandolin hater.
Oh, my goodness.
Just can't understand it.
Some other park ranger.
Yeah, probably. Ranger Smith.
Yeah.
And you're, you had mentioned when I spoke to you a while ago, without getting into too much detail, but just a brief overview here, because I know that you get very into these subjects. But you mentioned something to me. You said, I've started playing blah, blah, blah guitar. And I went, what? And you said, oh, it's from, and you started naming places and times and all kinds of weird stuff about this new guitar technique that you're playing. What is it exactly?
Oh, well, a lot of people refer to it as, I guess, Tuareg guitar. Or Malian music, West Africa.
Right.
West Africa.
Yeah, mostly inspired by Ali Farka Touré.
Okay, I know that name.
Yeah, so, well, you'll go and
I will.
Learn
I should check
about
that, out.
That name
yeah.
some more.
So named after the Volkswagen model.
That's right.
Yeah, I thought so, yeah.
Ali Farka Touré.
And is there something unique about this style, or is it just kind of the way
well,
that
it
they shoot?
Well, it's kind of like, some of it is like desert blues.
Right.
I guess.
Are they still using like what is the tuning different on the guitar?
It's kind
it?
Of a it's like a traditional. I've read it described as I guess traditional African, West African secular music, fused with its North American African American dissident the blues. Something like
very
that.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so. Because the blues to Ali Farka Touré and West African musicians, that's just a part of, it's one way of playing that they have over there. And it's goes back, like this music goes back like 1200 years at least, you know. And they play on, a lot of the instruments are, you know, gourd bodies or wooden bodies that are hollowed out and mm-hmm. have, you know, very primitive looking instruments with, like there's the African ancestor to the harp, which is the kora or the camel and goni. And gonis are a lot of instruments that they play on, and they exist in different sizes. Like there's a jelly and goni, which is a very kind of short thing. But yet you have guys that are using pedal racks with these things and crybaby like raw
right.
pedals,
right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're wailing out on these primitive instruments, and it just sounds incredible.
Wow,
it's amazing stuff.
So that also brings me to the question. I recently, through Instagram, this band started popping up. It sort of reminded me of King Crimson and sort of the look people from Toronto, and it's actually your old band. Magnificent Octopus from like 25 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're saying like you dug out all of these old tapes that you've been bringing from hard drive to hard drive. And you
yeah,
finally,
25
you finally
years
to...
of that. You know, hard drive to hard drive to hard drive. And then finally, after 25 years, I said, well, you know, this stuff's going to die with me if I don't do something with it. So I figured, you know, that it should be put to bed somewhere safe, you know,
yeah.
And made accessible for anybody who gives a shit, right? So now it can be found. And
is it the Magnificent Octopus or just Magnificent Octopus?
Magnificent Octopus. Yeah, so the name is really inspired by, you know, it's not, whenever you hear the term Magnificent Octopus, it's almost synonymous with Black Adder, the Rowan Atkinson series, right? So there's a scene where Rowan Atkinson, he comes down to Baldrick and he's talking about his he's got this new master plan that he's come up with, and he says it's going to be my magnum opus. And then he explains right. his magnum opus, his great work, right? And then Baldrick, his servant, pulls out a little crumpled piece of paper from his pocket, and he says, and I wrote a poem too, Blackadder, and it's going to be my Magnificent Octopus as well. Something like that.
This was the Elizabethan
so,
Blackadder.
Yeah, yeah, so we actually used the Blackadder font for the last release for Magnificent Octopus.
Fantastic.
On the album.
So, and is it mostly the Instagram I've been seeing it on, right? Or are you doing all social media?
No, I haven't done any Instagram, but
it's not Instagram,
I published,
TikTok, sorry.
I published basically a double LP's worth and an additional album.
Cool.
So, yeah, two albums. One is called Pony Ride on the Moon.
Nice.
And the other is called Muscle Memory, as in the shellfish.
Okay.
M-U-S-S-E-L. So there's a lot of nautical themes and kind of spacey Star Wars kinds of themes.
The music is fantastic. It's really, like I say, it's really intricate. It's really professional, but it's also fucking wacky and off the wall. I say, it reminds me of some of my favorite bands from the sort of the 80s kind of, not outside of prog rock.
A lot of 70s vibe.
Yeah, it's groove and funk, but there's lots of sort of intricate noodling and sort of, you know, harmonized noodling and stuff. And you
might hear a bit of like you know, some contemporary influences. It's 90s alternative rock, I guess, is what it is.
Oh.
Right? But with a lot of strong 70s vibes, and maybe you'll hear a little bit of Ween or Primus here and there.
Yes,
you know,
that's all right.
Thing, yeah.
You know?
You said you posted. I know there's a couple of videos on YouTube, but I think they were live performances.
Yeah, they're just old VHS tapes we dug up, right? And there's a lot more. But
great.
And there's other stuff to discover still. That's on different.
We're a great age for sharing all that stuff.
Why not? And the funny thing is, when you're going from like even digitizing cassette tapes and things like that, when you go through, you spend all this time trying to remix or master some of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And then you're going through the current popular mastering programs or mixing software, and they have all these plugins to make it sound like vintage VHS tape or audio cassette.
Yeah.
I'm going, what? It's like gone full circle here. Here I am, I'm so preoccupied with trying to make it not sound like.
And everybody's taking their brand new recordings and trying to make it
sound
like
tape.
Yeah, it's a pretty weird time. Pretty weird time. Well, Magnificent Octopus, do the search, check it out. It's very cool music.
You can stream it anywhere.
You can stream it anywhere.
Or
on all
you,
streaming.
Stream
platforms.
It for free, or if you want to support the artist.
There you go.
You can go on over to the Bandcamp.
Oh, the Bandcamp. That's a good place to support the artist, yeah. Bandcamp's a good place, actually. Let's play a little On Your Mind. An old pub favorite. You miss those pub nights, Luke?
Yeah,
we had a lot of them, didn't we?
I think that was pretty well the last time it was after John sold the pub.
Yeah. Yeah, it went a little different. Life changed all around. A little on your mind there, boys. Drunk and you got no place to go, and you don't want the sleep to bring tomorrow. Reach out and call, it won't hurt me at all to know that sometimes you find me on your mind. When you're lonely, feeling restless late at night, you find you just keep doing what ain't right. Reach out and call. No, it won't hurt me at all to know that sometimes you find me on your mind. I'm out, boys, many miles apart, trying to make up a brand new start. It's not been easy, but I'm still doing fine. I'm thinking about you and I'm still on your mind. When you're lonely, feeling restless all alone, just you and the echoes in your home. Reach out and call. It doesn't hurt me at all to know that sometimes you find me on your mind. Take it away, Luke. Keep it going. Good four. Thank you. thinking about you and I'm still on your mind.
Not quite yet. We do the breakdown before the ending. Dave's like, I've done this one once before, I know there's a breakdown. Here's the breakdown. 2, 3.
And every now and then you come to mind, and it makes me search for something I can't find. And then it disappears, the pain in all those years. I know that sometimes you find me on your mind. Many miles apart, trying to make a brand new start. It's not been easy, but I'm still gonna find. I'm thinking about you and I'm still on your mind. I'm thinking about you and I'm still on your mind. About you and I'm still on your mind. Oh, so nice, so nice. Somebody's saying, save Uncle Neil. I'm not quite sure what that's all about.
I'm not either.
Okay, miss my cassette tapes. I know, I miss my cassette tapes too. I had so many cassette tapes. I loved cassette tapes. They were a lot of fun. They were a lot of fun. What was that now? Oh, sorry, that was your highly sophisticated modern tuner. Sorry. That's your tuner app on your phone. Okay, so we're going to do Cherokee King is Gone, and then we're going to end with the duo of Banshee Virginian or 5 Miles and Big Sandy. Which one?
5 Miles.
5 Miles and Big Sandy? Okay, before that, we're going to do Cherokee and King is Gone. So as I've mentioned every time we play this song... in the past, this is a song that was, the intro was taught to us by Mr. Luc Mercier, and tonight I have the pleasure of saying Mr. Luc Mercier is right here with us. Oh, what fun. So I get to fumble through these things, listening to how they should actually be played. It's neat sort of playing along and then hearing you putting these little sort of subtleties in that are so beautiful. And I remember when I started learning these tunes, you were saying to me, you know, you don't need to pick each note. Use some hammer-ons and pull-offs, and I know that's the real thing, but I've just been working on like playing each note, and it's
okay.
Probably
that's
not
good
a
too.
Good thing, but it's just the way that it worked out for me. I started getting into the pull-offs and stuff, and it was just, I don't know.
It's the metal in you.
Is that what it is? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's all that metal that I played with Thornley. Okay, let's try this. Cherokee. Now, this is the one we were talking about. This isn't actually Cherokee, is it? This is... This one has...
Yeah, let's just call it Cherokee Shuffle.
Well, that's what I've been calling it.
Well, I know it is a three-part tune. It's either that or Lost Indian.
Lost Indian,
and I
which,
keep mixing them up.
Yeah, I never know.
Can we say that nowadays?
What's that?
Yes, you can still say Lost Indian if it's the name of a tune.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe that's the way it works.
Okay. Good enough.
But
we'll
Cherokee...
We'll
call it Cherokee
What's
Shuffle.
The
exactly.
Then we're safe.
Cherokee Shuffle into The King is Gone, ladies and gentlemen. 1, 2. broke the seal on a Jim Beam decanter that looked like Elvis. Soaked the label off a Flintstone jelly bean jar. Off a place on that one little table that you left me. Pulled me up a big old piece of floor. I pulled the head off his, feel Fred up to. Yabba dabba do, the king is gone and so are you. Round about 10 we all got to talking. About bed rides, Graceland and such. The conversation finally turned to women. They said they didn't get around that much. Then Elvis said, "Fine and young." Fred said, "Well, old-fashioned girls are fun. Yabba dabba do, the king is gone and so are you." So great. You know, I've had some, we've been really lucky to have really good musicians in here. We had Steve Patico come in and he sat down and just just ripped with us, and we learned, you know, three or four of his tunes and had a blast just following him.
Awesome.
We had Melissa Payne in here again as well. She was another great one.
Nice.
We did the live show with Dave Mowat as well. But it's so great to sit in with people like we have a history with, and like we have similar repertoire, and it's just such a treat. It's just such a fucking treat to have you here tonight, though. Thank you very much for taking the time to come out.
Yeah.
It's been great fun. Neil, how have you been? How was your week?
It's been good. I finished up with your gardens on the weekend and started on mine.
Started on yours. There you go.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Consistency, I guess.
Consistency. That's how you stay young, you know?
I've heard that.
I mean, you don't look a day over 78.
I wish I'd known that, you know, like 30 years ago.
30 years ago. Well, you know, you didn't need to do it 30 years ago.
Yeah, that's
then you were like me. You know, and then...
I've never been like you.
Mr. Grant, how are you doing?
I do have standards, you know?
Sitting on top of the world.
Sitting on top of the world, are you? Yeah. Excellent, excellent. That's fantastic. David? You're fantastic?
This is amazing.
This is tonight. You're just doing like a whole bunch of stuff you've never done before. You're just kind of holding on.
Yeah.
That's great. You're doing awesome, brother. Barry, how are you doing over there? You were starting to take your deck apart tonight now. How's your shoulder?
Yeah. No, shoulder's healing up.
Yeah.
Still a bit sore.
Did you hurt it at all there doing your stuff today?
I don't think so.
Good for you.
In fact, you feel like I've worked out something.
Oh, okay, yeah. Neil's philosophy. That's Neil's philosophy of keep working, keep moving. Do your own work and you'll stay healthy.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what happens. We got one more for you. What do we decide on? Do we do 5 miles or Big Sandy on its own?
I think we're doing the both.
We do 5 miles. Yeah, 5 miles is one. All right, the first pass is just the one. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do one more song here for you. And then, Barry, I think next we're going to do the video. We're going to watch the new video. Do you have it in there? No. Pain-free living?
Yeah. Got it.
Okay. So, twice round with both of them, Luke? Or
sorry?
Twice round with both of them?
I would do three.
Three of each?
Yeah. Three of each?
Or no,
it
twice.
Goes by quick, right?
Oh yeah, three of each. Yeah, right.
Pick them up a little bit.
Three of each is perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And
you
know,
David?
Yeah, Dave's like, I'm just playing with Umlock until the end.
Yeah. So are we doing 5 miles then?
Yeah.
And then the other one?
Yeah.
Three of 5 miles.
So yeah. Song one, song two times three, not song one times three and song two. Okay.
No, song one times three.
Okay.
Then song two times three.
Oh no, that's a really, really good Chinese dish, actually.
Do we all understand what we're doing? Luke Mercy is going to take us through a little 5 miles of Elm Wood. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Elam or Elm?
Elm.
Elm. 5 miles of Elm Wood.
E-L-L-U-M.
E-L-L-U-M. That's exactly how it's spelled. Elm. Exactly. Elm Wood. Okay, right. Yeah, that's right. Yes, you explained this before. Yeah.
Film.
Fill them up. Okay, here we go. Thank you. get Neil some oxygen. Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, what a treat it's been. Thank you again, Mr. Luc Mercier. I get to shake your hand here, make it
thank
official
you.
Having you on the show. Thank you so much. Guys, thank you so much for all your work on the weekend.
My
thank
pleasure.
Thank you for everybody
entirely.
Who tuned in on the weekend, and especially those of you who contributed. It's really special, and it does, like I say, we raised enough to cover the basic show costs for the year, so we've got another year of shows coming for you. Moving cameras, who needs them? We got excellent cameras here. It's about the musicianship, not the cameras. That being said, you know, that's I'm not saying we're going to turn down anything. But no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, but what am I looking for? I know what I'm looking for. So we're going to end the night with the video. And this is the new video. We shot three videos for this album, and I love them. I think they're great. They're all black and white, and this is the newest one. It is for Pain-Free Living. And you know, the best thing about this video, and this is part, again, what I was talking about earlier. We did this video, and I wanted to do it a certain way. I wanted to hang out with friends. I wanted to get high, have a party, like a social old-time thing, and that was really what it was about. And by the time the video came out, I was so getting sucked into this machine. I was just worried about, like, oh, you know, who's promoting the video? Who's doing this? And it's just like, fuck all that. You know, it's a bunch of me and my friends making music and having fun together. And this is an extension of that in video form. So let's check out a little bit of Pain-Free Living, and I'll be back to say goodnight to y'all. Almost there, Barry. I like to get high. I like to get higher. I like to get more high than I was before. I like to get stoned. I like to get stoner. I like to get more stoned than I was before. 'Cause I don't have the perfect job I dreamed of, and at times I can take it for a while. And sometimes I take small things for granted, while other times all I can do is smile. I like to get higher, I like to get higher, I like to get more high than I was before. I like to get stoned, I like to get stoner, I like to get more stoned than I was before. 'Cause I don't have a moment of pain-free living, and at times I can take it for a while. And sometimes it takes away a part of me that's real, and other times I just wanna close my eyes and hide. I like to get high, I like to get higher, I like to get more high than I was before. I like to get stoned, I like to get stoner, I like to get more stoned than I was before. To get high, I like to get higher, I like to get more high than I was before. I like to get stoned, I like to get stoner, I like to get more stoned than I was before. To be honest, it's an uphill battle with depression, and the drugs the doctor gives me ain't so tight. Sometimes it feels like my skin is crawling, and other times bad TV can be alright. I like to get high, I like to get higher, I like to get more high than I was before. I like to get stoned, I like to get stoner, I like to get more stoned than I was before. I like to get high, I like to get higher, I like to get more high than I was before. I like to get stoned, I like to get stoner, I like to get more stoned than I was before. Oh my. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in on Whiskey Wednesday. Again, we appreciate it so much. We love spending time with you. And thanks to everybody for coming out and being in that video. And I also want to mention, if you haven't donated and you want to donate, there, it's not just a donation, there's a prize. We've got a Gibson J45 inspired FFone, which was brought to us by Long McQuaid and Yorkville and Trainer. We've got a $250 weed basket full of kind of stuff from Spirit Leaf. We've got a long tooth basket and some other stuff. Any donation, $5, $10, $2, whatever, gets you into the draw. So get into a chance to the draw. And of course, there are certain, if you donate certain amounts, will be, you'll have a better chance of getting in. But that's not the whole insensitive, ladies and gentlemen. We've had a great time at the telethon. We are at a really happy place. Whiskey Wednesday, keeping us alive once again, distracting you for an hour every week. Thank you to my good friend Luke Mercier for coming out, man. It's been too long, been really too long.
Thank you.
And it's so great to hear you fiddle playing. And let's eat some food now. And I'm going to smoke a joint, and we'll have a conversation before you have to get back out to Springbrook.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Thanks to the band. Thanks to Allison. Thanks to everybody. We will see you again next week. And until then, remember, be like Steve. Cheers. Once again, thanks for spending another Wednesday with us here at Storyhouse Studios. Once again, thanks for spending another Wednesday with us here at Storyhouse Studios. Thanks to Trainer, Yorkville, and a Longtooth Beverage Company for being a part of the show. We love our time on the Whiskey Wednesday show and appreciate all of your support. Don't forget to hit up the tip jar if you feel so inclined. Never expected, but always appreciated. Tune in every week for more guests, songs, stories, drinks, and gear talk. And don't forget to visit the website, www.kentizzard.com, to sign up for the Whiskey Wednesday wrap-up. Compiled by Allison, this is a monthly overview with highlights, directories of songs, and so much more. Be kind, be helpful, be happy, be safe. See you next week. On a Jim Beam.